Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, people. It's time for hour three of the Daily Tip on the FedNGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's in today, filling in for Jenks. In mere moments here on the show, we will get to the latest batch of college football playoff rankings and which fan bases should be very, very angry. But before we get to that, Den, so the rankings, I think, are a great driver of the conversation midweek for college football. But at the end of the day, it's going to be two teams playing for a national championship. You know, mm-hmm. At the end of the bracket, if you got to pick what two teams meet in the national championship game, what's the matchup that you would want to see?
I would want Ohio State and Georgia. Because I think those are the two best, well-built teams. It would be fun to see Ole Miss, especially with like this Lane Kiffin drama that has been a whirlwind over the past, not just 2 days, but 2 weeks. But Georgia is a really well-built team, and Gunnar Stockton's playing well. And I do feel like that they would be the only team that I would want to see play Ohio State that I think would have a chance. You know, we'll get to see Ohio State and Indiana in the Big Ten Championship. So depending on how that one goes, might sway the answer, but I'm of the belief, Chelsea, as the season has progressed, that game is not going to be nearly as close as I was hoping it was going to be, that Ohio State might really stifle Indiana. So I would like to see Ohio State and Georgia if I was given the opportunity to pick.
Well, and I also don't want to see the same matchup as we already see in, like, the Big Ten championship game, right? Like, right. I don't think people want to see, like, Indiana v. Ohio State chapter two.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe I'm wrong because maybe it's going to be a great game. You know, maybe it's a great game and we're screaming for the sequel. But I don't know. I think I would like to see a team from the SEC get back in there. Would you want to see Texas Tech there? I think they're such an interesting case of, I still feel like there are some unknowns there because their defense is incredible. Their line play is amazing, but I'm not so sure about their offense. Like if they match up with somebody who can score a bunch of points, and granted, I know that is a tall task against that defensive line. Like, do you think that they can really match up with the skill position players of Ohio State? Like, that's my biggest question.
No, I don't. And I don't know if they can match up with the trenches of Ohio State. I believe the Texas Tech's defensive line is good enough to be able to get pressure on Julian Sain and to stop the run. Ohio State's not a great running team at the moment. So I think their defensive front is well equipped to keep them at least competitive into a game for the first two quarters. I do not think that the offensive line against Ohio State, and to be fair, I don't think that there's a lot of offensive lines that would be able to handle the pressure that Ohio State can bring while then also getting yards. Because there are teams that they can handle the pressure, but then they're getting like 2 and 3 yard gains and they're not pushing the ball down the field because they can't push the ball down the field. I mean, we've seen, you know, Penn State is the only team that has scored multiple touchdowns in the first half against Ohio State. It's almost Thanksgiving. Like, that's a crazy stat that there are not a lot of, that no other team has scored multiple touchdowns in the first half against this Ohio State team. It really just speaks to how good they are on defense. So while I do think offensively they have skill position guys and a quarterback that's good enough to beat most teams, I do not think they could hang with Ohio State. Matt Patricia is just also a fiend when it comes to being a defensive coordinator in college.
Yeah, and some of this will depend on matchups too. So some of this will change, and so that's why it's tough to like look at the bracket now, because sometimes it doesn't necessarily matter. And again, these college football playoff rankings don't necessarily matter until it is the final set of rankings. So again, things can change. But then as you look at this list, and I'll read through the first few, okay? So the undefeated still remain in the top three spots. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, 1, 2, and 3. Georgia at 4 at 9-1. Texas Tech at 5. Ole Miss, also at 10-1, is at your sixth spot. And Oregon at 7 at 9-1. Then begins the two lost teams with Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama. So when you saw these rankings for the first time, what stood out to you? Was there a team where you said, are we sure that's the right spot for this team?
Yes, and that team was Notre Dame, and the team was Alabama. Yeah, so my big point heading into the rankings, Oklahoma has to be above Notre Dame. I thought Oklahoma deserved to be above Notre Dame last week, but with the Alabama win, they have to be above Notre Dame. Committee handled that one. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oklahoma is at 8. I would still put them over Oregon, but they seem to be really standing strong on the losses. They're going to keep all of the unbeatens together, and then all of the one-loss teams are together, and then all of the two-loss teams are together. So they're standing pat on that, but I thought Oklahoma should maybe be a little bit above Oregon. I think Alabama, in spite of the fact that they just lost to Oklahoma, still has a better resume than Notre Dame. And the balance of eye test and actual metrics seems to be a little out of whack, but it also feels like they're putting a little too much emphasis, Chelsea, on the, not the losses, but the losses, right? Because Notre Dame is being judged incredibly highly on the fact that they lost to two good teams, and everybody else is being dogged because they did not lose to two good teams. But then it gets really weird because Oregon is above Oklahoma because they beat Penn State when Penn State was good, even though Penn State is not good now. But you're still judging Alabama off of losing to Florida State, which is not a good loss now. But at the time, it was a good loss because Florida State then was a highly ranked team for the next couple of weeks. So there's so many logical flaws in the way that they are judging one team versus another that had my head spinning drastically last night.
Yeah, if you look at Notre Dame, like if wins were the biggest thing, Notre Dame has two top 25 wins. They have a win over number 15 USC, and that, no way, they lost to Texas A&M. So they have one top 25 win. Like, that does not compute in my brain. Because you look at Alabama, and I think they have four or five top 25 wins. And they also play in the SEC, where the schedule is obviously stronger. And they didn't even get the weak SEC schedule that some of these other SEC teams have had the pleasure of having. Like, they had to face Georgia, and they beat them. You know, they played LSU. I know LSU's having a down year. I know they played Oklahoma and lost that one. But still, they beat number 22 Missouri. They beat number 14 Vanderbilt. They beat number 4 Georgia. That is a pretty good resume of wins. And at the end of the day, it's wild to me that we are doing these mental gymnastics where losses matter more than the wins. Because if this was college basketball, like, don't they do it based on, like, their quality wins?
Oh,
like,
look at all these
quad
one wins.
It's wild how different it is.
It's so, it's so different. And what has to be more excruciating for Alabama fans, you know, this is a fan base that's been put through the ringer, right? But what has to be excruciating for them is you beat Georgia. Well, Georgia's still ranked highly. You beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is still within striking distance of getting to the college football playoff. You beat Missouri. You know who's still ranked? Missouri. Tennessee. Tennessee is still ranked. So not only are they beating teams that are ranked, but those teams are still ranked now. Whereas Notre Dame, they beat Pittsburgh. They beat up on Pittsburgh last week, but they beat them so bad that they're now out of the rankings. So they only, that USC is basically the that is what they are holding on to for dear life, to say that we deserve to be a part of this. So when you stack quality wins against teams that still to the day are in the rankings, it just leaves me with a lot of confusion about how they fall behind Notre Dame. And that's what they did. Mm. And then the committee's answering for that was awful. They don't have a concrete answer. And that, I think, is what annoys me, Chelsea, is that they're talking out of not just both sides of their mouth. It feels like this is some weird, like, 4D interdimensional, am I tripping on Molly, where the mouth now has eight sides. And they're talking out of all eight of the sides of the mouth when it comes to discussing certain teams versus other teams. The criteria should be the same for everybody, and it feels like it's not right now, and that's frustrating.
I think the worst part is it feels like we're being gaslit, because like they just keep saying these things about Notre Dame and how they deserve to be here, but at the end of the day, it feels like it's Notre Dame, it's a huge fan base, it is a blue-chip program, and we get it. You want to include them in your college football playoff, you know, for the eyeballs and for the attention, and that's fine at the end of the day, I suppose, because it is entertainment. But don't look at us and be like, well, Notre Dame's just simply better. Like, look at how quality their losses are. Like, what are we doing? It feels like when you're a kid and your parent says something and you know it doesn't make sense, and they're just like, well, it makes sense because I said so, because I'm your mom. And you're like, what? Like, that's how it feels to me when I hear the college football playoff committee speak.
And it's so bad that we aren't even talking about that weird group of five decision that they made. James Madison should be in the rankings right now, and they're not. You know, Tulane gets the nod, despite the fact that Tulane has a blowout loss to Ole Miss, but that's fine. You're going to judge, you know, a Tulane team against an Ole Miss team. That one checks out. But just a couple of weeks ago, they lost by 22 to UTSA. And you look at James Madison, and they're shredding the opposition. You know, they lost to Louisville in week two of the season, and then they have massive margins of victory the rest of the way. Their closest margin of victory outside of the loss is 7 points. That happened weeks ago. You got a 10-point win against Louisiana. You hung 63 on Old Dominion. You hung 52 on Texas State. You hung 35 on Marshall. And then their previous game, they hung 58 on Appalachian State. And they're not in the rankings, but Tulane is. JMU's in the Sun Belt. Like, it's not like they're in the Conference USA or the Mountain West. They're in the Sun Belt, which is a very, very highly thought after conference in the sport. So Tulane getting the nod over them, well, I think the Tulane quarterback, Jake Retzlaff, who quarterbacked BYU last year, is a really, really good player. I wish there was a little bit more clarity on why they decided to have Tulane over James Madison. This is where I get really upset that we don't have like an others receiving votes section for this, because I don't now get to know how close of a distinction that was. Did they even consider James Madison? Was it Tulane from the jump? So that's a very frustrating element to this as well. Not that it really matters. The Sun Belt team, the Group of Five team, they're going to get pounced in the playoff. They're going to lose by three scores. That doesn't bother me, but I want to know what their thought process is as to why Tulane is above James Madison.
Well, I do think if there's a school that has an argument to like be angry about this, it's these smaller schools that this would be program changing. Like, even if they go to the playoffs and get absolutely blown out, like, this is a big deal for recruiting, for their program, and for the direction of their future, just because it means more. Like, I know that's the SEC's saying, but you get what I'm saying. Like, some of these schools, if they miss a year in the college football playoff, like, it's not the end of the world. They are still a brand name. But if you're James Madison, if you're Tulane, like, these are schools where this would be a massive deal if they got in the college football playoff.
Huge.
Right.
So when Liberty went to, this was not a 12-team playoff, but Liberty was the highest-ranked group of five the year before the 12-team playoff, so they got to go to the Fiesta Bowl, and they got to play Oregon. Don't ask me the score. It doesn't matter. But I went out there. And I got to watch my school, but I got to just be around the experience. And the amount of experience that your guys get from being in those positions to constantly, you know, be a focal point of media attention and to see a massive big stadium, because they played where the Cardinals play at State Farm Arena, which is a beautiful stadium. That's a really, really big deal. And then there's also a really nice payday that comes with it. You know, you get into the college football playoff, that's not $1 million. That's multiple millions of dollars that are being funneled into your program just financially. And then, as you mentioned, there's a lot of people that have not watched James Madison football this year. They're just not readily available on television, or you have other interests. When they're the only game on in a big game, you're going to pay attention to them. And if you're in the state of Virginia or North Carolina or whoever, or maybe you're outside of the regional footprint of James Madison, you see them, they got cool uniforms, their colorways are pretty sick. Like, I want to go play there instead of playing it somewhere in the middle of the country, right? So it gives them a really great opportunity to platform themselves. So they should be very, very upset, because the losses seem to really matter for the big schools, but the losses don't seem to matter as much when you're comparing a group of five team to a group of five team.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on. But I will say, at the end of the day, like, number one, the only rankings that matter are the final set of rankings, because listen, we'll probably see some chaos at the end of the year in some of these rivalry games and some of these conference championship games. But also, like, are there really more than 12 teams that can win a national championship? Like, my answer is no. Like, I feel like there's probably four or five. And the rest of the teams, like, I know that you're mad about your spot or whatever, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, it just feels like there's only a few teams, in my opinion, who can actually win a national championship. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears to basketball, college hoops, NBA. We've got it all. It's coming up next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Off and rolling. It is Wednesday, November 19th. Here on the show, I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. And Denton, did you know that today is officially your day? Did you know that today is International Men's Day? As if men didn't have enough going in their favor. I don't know how you celebrate this, but we were just talking about, like, things that I feel like are very, you know, to the male attention and interest. Like, we were talking about mini fridges. I don't understand the appeal of having a mini fridge in a certain room, but, like, my husband loves this. I know so many guys who want a mini fridge in the garage. They're like, I'm working on things and I need a cold beer within arm's reach. So, Den, how will you be choosing to spend International Men's Day?
Well, first and foremost, finally, us men get a day to ourselves. I mean, you know, all of the struggles that we have to deal with. No, if you celebrate International Men's Day, you're a loser. But I did utilize a mini fridge because I just learned the other day about mini fridges in our particular building. I did not know this. So prior to yesterday, when the great PJ Glasser told me that there's a mini fridge, you know, 20 feet from where I'm sitting right now, I would have to take my coffee that I prefer cold. I would have to take this up the stairs to the second floor to then walk, we'll just say 40 yards or so, give or take, to the fridge there to then drop the coffee there. Also, that fridge is really a freezer. It's an ice box. You leave this thing in there, there's ice crystals in my coffee. Whereas the fridge that is close to me, because nobody uses it, nobody knows about it, it's at a cool 44 degrees, which is perfect temperature for me to store my coffee. So maybe that is, in turn, my way of celebrating International Men's Day, is that I now get cold coffee without having to walk the great distance that I had to prior.
That's the walkway that many men have paved before you so you could be to this point.
Walk of fame.
But I do think if you want to celebrate International Men's Day, you can. Like, I don't know, if you want to have a cold beer. I think of, what was that old beer commercial where they're like, and twins? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a song and they mention all the things that like men like. Was it Bud Light or Miller Light? Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe
not,
you're too
at
young.
All. I might be a little too young for this one. I do know beer commercials. One of my favorite Super Bowl commercials ever is a beer commercial, but I am not picking up what you are putting down, unfortunately.
I've got to look this up. Oh, it's Coors Light. And you'll have to watch it during the break, because it's like a song, and at the very end of every verse, and it goes, and twins, and it shows like two really attractive hot blonde twins. So if you want to celebrate, it's fine. But don't you feel a little jilted that it's on a Wednesday?
Well, I don't subscribe. I only subscribe to these goofy holidays if they get me some sort of financial benefit. Like when it was National Donut Day, I got a free donut. When it was National Ice Cream Day, I got a free ice cream. When it was burrito, like, I'll celebrate those things. I don't need a man. I am a man. I'm good. Like, I don't there's no financial gain to me celebrating this sort of day. If I wanted a cold beer, I would just drink a cold beer. If I wanted, I mean, the not walking to get the coffee thing is very much a celebration, but that's more of an International PJ Glasser Day than it is International Men's Day, because he, honestly, I think I should be mad at PJ. I've worked with that dude for 4 years, and he never told me there was a fridge right here. He just told me, you know, yesterday. So I feel like that, actually, maybe I should be down on PJ for that one. But no, that's how I will be. So I'll read. Yeah, I can read, but I read every day.
Well, it's one of those things where I don't think Starbucks is going to be like doing a promo for all men who want Starbucks coffee, because that's like half the population.
I mean, that'd be so great, though, because how many men would actually take advantage of that, though? Because there are a subsection of men that think that Starbucks is for girly drinks. I'll roll up there. I would love a free cortado right now. Are you kidding me? It'd be great.
I feel like the people who actually go to Starbucks, like, I don't think they subscribe to that, like, level of gender roles. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if you are a male that's against Starbucks in the first place, like, you're not going to, like, take advantage of their promos anyway. Because I do think, like, the younger generation does not care as much about that. Like, I don't think younger men are as much concerned about, like, flexing their muscles and traditional gender roles. Like, I could be wrong, but I know my husband is not afraid.
They're not flexing through this hoodie, no?
I just feel like, my husband's not afraid to go to Starbucks. Like, he loves coffee, and he will go to Starbucks in a second.
Well, so, I mean, in fairness to you and your husband, if your options are Starbucks or Dunkin', we've heard the stories about the Dunkin'.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you're going to Starbucks immediately.
Dunkin', the worst service in America, at the store in Hendersonville, Tennessee, if you're wondering what the backstory is there. All right, then, so we have some college hoops again tonight, and we have another couple of great games. Like, I will say this, my midweek has been much better having great basketball games to watch. Like, last night we got Michigan State, we got Kentucky, we got Kansas, and we got Duke. So tonight, Another couple of heavyweight bouts. We have Arizona at number 3, UConn. We have number 11 at number 8, Illinois. And I'm wondering what the total is in that game, because I see those two teams and I'm like, offense, 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 pace, pace, pace. But let's start off by looking at this Arizona and UConn game, because you look at it and I'll say this, it's already, I think, difficult for me this early in the season to have really strong stances on teams. Because again, like, how many games have they played? Like 4. But I will say, of anybody, it feels like Arizona has one of the best resumes of wins. Like, I know wins don't matter in college football, but in college basketball, they absolutely do. And so Arizona started the season with a win against defending champions, Florida, 93-87. And then they had a big win over UCLA in their last game on Friday, 69-65 in that one. And Koa Pete, their diaper dandy freshman, has been fantastic so far this season. So UConn's going to have their hands full. I do believe UConn is 4.5-point favorites in this game. And UConn, of course, is a great team that's returning, you know, some star players from last year. Alex Caravan, it feels like he's been there forever. So they're 4-0 coming into this game as well, with one big win over BYU on Saturday, 86-84. But I will say, this is a home game for UConn, and I think it's going to be rocking. I do think home court advantage matters in this one, but I do think this game should be closer than maybe this line indicates. Do you have a takeaway in this game? Do you have a prediction? Or do you say, hey, it's very early in the season?
So it is all of those things. It is always tough to factor in, because this does feel like a very new thing for college basketball to be playing these sorts of games to this point in the season. Like, usually we'll open with a couple of really good games, and then you kind of go your separate directions until you get like the Maui Invitational. But that's a select location. That's a neutral site sort of thing. Arizona traveling across the country, we don't really know how that impacts teams on a regular basis yet. Like, we're still getting more information because it's still very new. With that said, though, Chelsea, this feels like more of a feel play for me, because I cannot imagine, I cannot hope that we're going to get 3 consecutive games with highly ranked matchups that are blowouts the way that we did last night. You know, Duke covers that 11.5. The Michigan State, that wasn't a sweat for you at all. You might have sweat the first quarter or the first, you know, the first media timeout period. But outside of that, Michigan State blew the doors off of Kentucky last night. So I'm hoping that Arizona keeps it close enough with UConn to the point where this is entertaining in the late stages of the second half. And it does feel like that Arizona, over the course of years, always does play really well in the non-conference in the beginning of the season. I think back to matchups where they played Gonzaga really tough in years past, when Gonzaga was at the height, and when they played Duke really tough in years past, when Duke put together really good teams, which they do on a regular basis. So I would be leaning in favor of Arizona in this one, solely because I'm hoping that the games are close, and that I do think Arizona is a really good early season team.
That's where I was leaning, but like, this line's already moved a couple points from last night. So when I was doing my research, this line was 4.5. Now it's all the way up to 6.5. So clearly somebody's big on UConn, but the bets over at BetMGM as of right now, 71% of the spread bets are on Arizona. So I think for me, it's just when you see volatility in college basketball, like, especially with the resume that Arizona's put together, because just from a logic standpoint, you say, okay, it's tough to go on the road and play in a tough environment against a really good team. But it feels like even 4 games into the season, Arizona's already battle tested. Like, playing Florida and UCLA, 2 of their 4 games so far this season, and they've won both of those. That is a big deal, especially when your best player is a freshman, because obviously that's when the questions come in, is that, okay, he's a freshman, he's really talented, but can he be great from the jump? The answer has been yes for Koa Pete.
The line movement, though, does scare me a little bit. So you said 4.5. When I was giving my soliloquy, it was 5.5 on BetMGM, and it's now 6.5. So in the span of a very short period, it's jumped multiple points and moved and dancing and doing all these things. That leads me to believe that there's some big-time money that is coming in on UConn as we speak here. That is what makes our position very, very tough. You know, let's play the woe is me here. We're tasked with finding a side right now, hours before the game. There's going to be a lot more movement. We don't have all the information. So while my lean would still be in the direction of Arizona, I'm a lot more cautious just based off of what has happened in the last 90 seconds, 2 minutes with all of the line movement.
I get what you're saying. And I will say yesterday, like the game that I followed, the line movement was correct, where we were talking about Michigan State and Kentucky, and that line was 5.5 when we were doing the show, and it got down, I think, to 4. So clearly people were believing in Sparty, and it was the right side. But I'm here to say, like, it's not always correct. It's not correct 100% of the time. So we'll see. And I do think if the odds makers thought that this line was 4.5, and now it's all the way up to where it is almost a 3-possession, you know, win that you're looking at for UConn to have to do over Arizona, I think I'm still going to take the points. All right, next up, let's go to Alabama at Illinois. Or excuse me, I think this is a neutral court. Alabama getting 3.5 in this one, total of 182.5. And that was my first instinct, because we know over the years, this has been, you know, kind of the identity of Alabama, and it has not changed this year. Right now, sitting 11th best adjusted efficiency on the offensive side over a KenPom of teams in the nation, and number 4 in tempo. Alabama certainly likes to run and gun. Then you look at Illinois. Maybe they don't push the pace quite as much as Alabama, but still one of the best offenses in the country, sitting at number 4 right now. But again, you know, we're 4 games into the season, but they do have a signature win already over Texas Tech. That was at home for Illinois. The problem with Alabama is that I've already believed in them once this year, and they did not win. They did not cover at home against Purdue. They lost that game 87-80. So I think that I've been burned by Alabama. I might need to sit this one out, but I do think we see a lot of points here.
I would be chasing Alabama for that very reason, because I, like you, was burned. I thought Bama was going to beat up on Purdue because their tempo would be too much for Purdue to handle, and it was the opposite. But there's no way. There's no way they're losing to another Big Ten team this early in the season, right? Surely that can't happen. I thought basketball just meant more in the SEC or something like that. I do like Alabama, though. Their ability to make shots, they are a tough team to wager on, because in the same breath of being like, wow, they're one of the best shooting, most offensively talented teams in the country, when they go cold, you find yourself trapped, and you're just absolutely, you know, you are in the wilderness just wandering. But I do like Bama in this game. Now, I'm literally watching it now, Chelsea, the line dance, more so the money line than the actual number itself. But this line is moving, or the money line is moving on this as well. So Bama's now plus 140. I'm literally seeing the red and the green boxes on BetMGM as I sit here and hypothesize. But I think I do lean Alabama on a neutral site against an Illinois team that's a really good team, but just Bama getting an opportunity to kind of get one back on the Big Ten after losing to Purdue in the fashion they did last week.
Yeah, the tough part of betting on Alabama is that they're also going to shoot a ton of threes. And like threes, as we know, can be a volatile place to hang your hat on when it comes to the offense. Like last game, they shot 44 threes. They made 36% of them, which isn't terrible. Like, it's not great, but it's not terrible. But when you shoot that many threes, like, the point still stands is that your shooting splits, you're going to live and die by the three ball. And sometimes that's not something that's like super dependable that I like to put my money on.
Yeah, we like to put our money on fundamentals, on good quality execution, not spraying and praying the way that Nate Oates coaches his team up. He's like, if you are taking 50 threes, odds are you're making more than the other team. So let's run it up, champs. Now, they're very good at that, but that is the one caveat that I've had with Alabama for years now at this point. But I do still feel good about them tonight.
Yeah. Sounds like you should be betting on Big Ten basketball instead of the SEC then. If you want fundamentals and beefy big boys down low. Maybe I'm just thinking of Michigan State last night. All right, coming up next, we save our best for last. Our best bets of the entire slate come your way next here on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Best bets come your way in mere minutes on the Daily Seb in our final segment. As I type mine into the rundown, Den Day filling in for Jinx today. All right, so, you know, I don't love betting on the NBA, but I need to get back to betting on NBA player props, because I do think this is, there are fewer things that you have to manipulate and fewer things that you kind of have to build into your handicap as opposed to playing sides, playing totals. Because I'll say this, like, even when the NBA is in full swing, I still don't love betting on sides and totals. Like, let's talk about totals for a second, because you can feel like you were in the driver's seat for a long time. And the NBA is such a streaky game where you're like, oh, the under's the play the whole game. And then within the span of like 90 seconds, they'll make like four threes. And you're like, what just happened? Or, you know, they'll go on this scoring stretch where it's just, it's very hot and cold in the NBA. And then when it comes to sides, like the most NBA thing ever is if a team has a star player who is injured and they don't play in the game. And of course that team's getting points. You're like, oh, the other side is the play, right? No. The NBA nonsense that usually unfolds is that team will still win even without their star player. So, like, I'm not a huge fan of sides and totals in the NBA. Didn't I need to get back to betting simply on one player?
Yeah, props are the way to go in the NBA, unless you're fading the Wizards, in which case you normally feel pretty good about that. I can't tell you the amount of times, Chelsea, it's been a little bit of the opposite. I generally don't bet a lot of NBA unders, but I'll bet some overs. And I'll be in the fourth quarter. It was like 10 minutes left to go, and I'm like, I'm in a good spot right now. Yeah, I just need 40 more points between the two of them. Like, this is awesome. And then I check the clock again, and it's like 6 minutes left to go, and they've scored 2 points. And I was like, oh, hey, can we get to overtime or something here? Because you guys have dropped the ball in the last 5 minutes here. What is happening? What has gone wrong? I feel like I always get bit by the other side. I need a Golden State Warriors where they just hit 15 points in 90 seconds because they run in transition and they just shoot a bunch of threes. I need some of those every now and then, because usually I feel like I'm on the other side.
I feel like the most maddening thing about betting on the NBA and watching the game is that sometimes there is not a feeling of urgency. Like, I don't know if you've ever bet on like rebounding props and the ball just like goes past somebody. And you're like, you're 7 feet tall. Put a hand up. It just feels like it's very different than watching college basketball, where even if your bet is losing, like the guys at least look like they're trying.
Right. I think largely that's because there's a skill deficiency in college basketball. But I need to bet on like Russell Westbrook rebound props, because he'll knock down his own teammates.
He hustles
to get a rebound. Like I need to hustle. Is Tristan Thompson still in the NBA? I need a Tristan Thompson rebound prop. He gonna do two things. Ooh. He gonna break whatever Kardashian's heart is. Chloe, whatever she is. He gonna break Chloe's heart, and he gonna grab 15 rebounds a game. So I need like a Tristan Thompson prop.
That sounds like Josh Hart, does it not? Somebody who's going to like scramble for rebounds.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's up to.
Less heartbreak.
But just Hart.
Just Hart. Yeah. No break in. Just, you know, a full complete Hart. He kills me on scoring props, though. I need to stick to just him on rebound props, especially last year during the postseason run that New York went on. There were games where he'd go for like 24. When his prop was 11.5, and you're like, oh my God, this is no sweat at all. And then the prop the next game is still at like 10, it goes down to like 10.5. And I'm like, he just scored 24. Like, this is going to be cash money. And he scores 7. And I'm like, oh my God, the influx of Josh Hart on offense is it's incredible, but very tough to follow for a gambler.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys where you do like either points and rebounds, or he's somebody that like fills out the stat sheet because he is always hustling. Did you see where he has a brand deal with Mike and Ike? I didn't realize anybody actually liked this type of candy.
Wait, whoa. You're anti-Orlando and anti-Mike and Ike?
What's good about Mike and Ike's?
Great flavor. A quality texture, a perfect amount of chewiness where it's not going to crack a tooth like some other fruity candies have been known to do. I love a good Mike and Ike. The box, the nostalgia of the box, I think they could ramp their flavors up a little bit. But I love a Mike and Ike. I like some of those old school. Like, I'm a Dots guy. You like Dots? I love Dots.
Oh,
this Dots
is candy
are great.
You get for like Halloween that you put like, you're like, hey, my parents can have that. The problem I have with Mike and Ike's is that they look like pills.
They do, you know, they
You're
do
like,
look
what
like
is
pills.
This lozenge?
They do look like some pills. You know, it's crazy. So as a child, I still love Mike and Ike's now, but I liked Mike and Ike's. I had never had Good and Gather before. And you know how Good and Gather looks very, or not good, whatever that licorice thing is. It looks very
good
similar, but
it's
pink and, what's the licorice, what's the licorice candy called?
The Red Vines?
No. It's basically the Mike and Ike's that are pink and white. Good and Plenty. Thank you, Double D. Sorry, Good and Gather's a Target brand. I've been shopping at Target too much. But Good and Plenty is like, it's the same thing as Mike and Ike, so it looks like a pill, but it's pink and white. And I thought that was going to be like strawberry and cream. So imagine me at like 8 years old grabbing a handful of what I thought was going to be strawberry candy, and then it is the devilish flavor that is licorice. Oh, it was a horrifying experience.
I just feel like these are candies that need to be left in the past. Like, I think that we have advanced enough as a culture where we move on with bigger and
candies?
Better candies. Like, I don't know, the ones in the 21st century? Like, I like Starburst. I like Skittles. I like the chocolate varieties. But, like, pill-flavored, I don't know. It just feels like it's chemicals. Like, what is even the flavor? Are they supposed to be fruit flavors?
Of Mike and Ike, yeah. Good and Plenty is just licorice, and Good and Plenty is terrible. Like, that needs to be just, who likes licorice? That's a terrible brand of human that likes licorice. You got to get your taste buds checked.
Wait. So you don't like Twizzlers?
No, I don't like Twizzlers. No, what?
All right.
You're dunking on Mike and Ike's, but you're going to bring up Twizzlers?
Twizzlers are good. I feel like Twizzlers are the perfect candy to snack on during a movie because they're not that heavy. Like, I like the texture of them. I like the pull-apart ones where you can eat it one piece at a time because it wastes time. Or, like, you can do it over a long period of time, is my point, during movies where you don't eat, like, a handful and it's already gone. So,
and
I do like
get the
licorice.
Lifesaver gummies by the movie theater
stuff. Those are good.
Where I'm, like, rings like I'm Thanos. I can't do that anymore because my fingers are too large and they don't make it for adult size. which makes sense because you shouldn't be doing that at 30 years old, but I had a dream once.
Oh, yes. And then we all grow up. All right. I suppose we'll get to our best bets instead of beefing over what candy is the best. All right. So let's do it. Who do we have the most faith in today?
Time to place your bets.
I still can't believe that you're dying on the hill of Mike and Ike's. But, Dan, I'm going to let you go first. What's your best bet of the day?
All right, so I got three to give you. My best bet is going to be a player prop, though. I'm going to give you Nikola Jokic over 51.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Denver's taken on New Orleans. New Orleans has been diabolically bad. Fire the coach. Like that organization, that operation has been awful. And on top of that, Chelsea, I could get Nikola Jokic for a triple-double at the same price at minus 125, but I felt like the better value is in the over 51.5 points, rebounds, assists. In the off chance where, let's just say, he goes for 34, 12, and 9, you miss out on the triple-double, but you still hit that number. So I'm going to go over 51.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Hard to argue with that one. Nikola Jokic is amazing. All right, so I'm going to go with a player prop as well. I'm going to go Anthony Edwards of the T-Wolves over 27.5 points against the Wizards, because you look at the matchup cheat sheet and guess who's giving up the most points to opposing teams? It is the Washington Wizards. And I do feel like this is a bit of a like beat writer special, where if you look at the last game for Anthony Edwards, he took the blame in the Timberwolves loss to the Nuggets, where he said, "This was on me. I didn't make my shots. I need to be better moving forward." To me, that says this is a bounce back spot. And what better of a spot going against this Wizards defense? So I think Anthony Edwards has a big night here. And plus, we've seen him, you know, have some big games as of late. Had 35 against the Jazz and 30 against Sacramento. So I think it's fully gettable in this game. Next up for you, Denton, what else are you playing tonight?
So this is, I guess it kind of counts as a pseudo squad play because we're on the same game, on the same side, just in a different way. I'm going to take the Timberwolves over 126.5 points against my Washington Wizards. This is unequivocally one of the worst teams I've seen play basketball. They are all over the place. They are relying too much on veterans. Now, they're supposed to be bad this year. That is part of the plan of what Washington is trying to do. But they're relying on veterans for offense. Those veterans don't play defense. It's a whole big operation that's kind of failing in terms of wins and losses. They just generally don't play good defense. I mean, a Wizards team that I've been a fan of hasn't played good defense since like 2006. It's been a really, really long time. So I think Minnesota has their way with Washington. It's kind of a get-right game, as you mentioned. They lost their previous one to Denver. Anthony Edwards a little upset. I think the team's a little upset. So now they're going to punish Washington in the process. I would have played the 16.5, but there is a stopping point for me. 16.5 is just a massive line to play in the NBA, so I felt way more comfortable and confident with over 126.5 points.
Yeah, I like it, obviously. I think they're similar bets. Okay, so did you already say your last bet, or do you need
I got one more.
Spill the beans on that one.
I got the Warriors plus 6.5 against Miami. They played Orlando last night, and I kind of liked the Warriors in that one, and they got trounced. It was a really great game from the Magic. So I'm expecting a little bit of a bounce back. Maybe not so much a win for the Warriors, but to at least keep it close against a Miami Heat team. I think there might be a little bit of payback on the mind for one Jimmy Butler. Anytime he gets to go back to Miami, you get to play them a little tough. But Steph has had just an unbelievable year already, and I think there is incentive for him, as we now know, to score 40 points at this age. So I think you're going to see a big-time offensive performance. So I like the Warriors to keep it close. I like them covering 6.5.
I like the handicap there. It's always good when you can fit in the revenge spots. And I will say, I just looked up Mike and Ike's, and there is a, quote, merry mix that is Christmas-themed. It does not say the flavors. Maybe it's just Christmas colors, but I feel like that should be in your stocking. You should hope for that.
Great stocking stuffer right there. Just a little Mike and Ike's in the stocking.
Those are the best. I will say I do like the nostalgia of like the cardboard box, you know, iteration of the candies. It feels like you're going to the movies back when people actually went to the movies. All right, that's going to do it for us here on this edition of the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Have a great Wednesday. Happy International Men's Day. And best of luck on all of your bets. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.